This is the Tiger 102.75.
Since the deadly tsunami struck Phuket in 2004, local people have trained their ears to listen to any alerts from the local warning towers, only to learn that the system's not working properly. Locals are urging authorities to check the warning towers and the buoys offshore to boost public confidence in the early warning system so that lives could be saved if disaster struck. 19 warning towers have been erected along the shore of Phuket after tidal waves hit the country in 2004. At present, the towers' early warning systems are tested every Wednesday. Yesterday, the governor announced that all the towers were working except for two where the sound alarm wasn't working properly, but assured people they'd be fixed urgently. The Agriculture and Cooperatives Ministry is planning to offer 3,000 baht compensation per rye to rubber growers who agree not to tap rubber latex in their plantations for 3 months. The ministry says this is a planned measure to tackle falling rubber prices. The ministry says they've instructed the Rubber Authority of Thailand to consult the Council of State about the possibility of seeking a 9 billion baht loan, with the government acting as a guarantor for the planned implementation. The ministry says they hope to implement the plan between November and next April. They say they should be able to cut the rubber supply by 200,000 tonnes, the idea being that they can cut rubber output down to just below 4 million tonnes, so the prices will increase. And Japan has now overtaken Thailand as Chinese vacationers' top choice for the 2018 Chinese Golden Week holiday. This according to Ctrip.com, one of the biggest travel websites in China. It's the first time that Thailand's lost its top destination status to Japan during the holiday season, which is expected to see 7 million Chinese travel abroad for the week-long break. The provinces of Phuket, Bang Nha and Krabi have been the three most popular destinations for Chinese visitors coming to Thailand, but the president of the Thai Hotels Association Southern Chapter says the number of hotel bookings by Chinese tourists visiting southern Thailand until next Wednesday, the finish of China's Golden Week, have risen to the usual level after a drop of between 10 and 20% last month during the monsoon and the initial reaction following the July 5 maritime tragedy. The new Thai Immigration Chief, Major General Surachat Hakpan, has implemented his first promise at immigration stations. The signage going up nationwide is clear and unequivocal: no more tips. That means no more payments to corrupt immigration officials or the agents who collect the tea money from tourists and either pass it on or keep it for themselves. The directive's also a tacit admission that the practice of unregulated tips was rampant and acknowledged as part of the day-to-day business of immigration in Thailand. Surachat started his job as Immigration Commissioner on Monday after his move from the Deputy Chief of the Thai Tourist Police Bureau. And one of his first jobs was to announce an end to the practice of border officials taking bribes of 300 baht. A canal running through three districts in Krabi burst its banks and inundated several villages early yesterday. Officials say the Klong Sin Pun Canal runs through the Klong Tom district, overflowed early yesterday morning, causing widespread flooding in three districts. There was also heavy rains and localized flooding on the road between Patong and Karon. The road between Patong and Kamala, which was inundated on Tuesday, is now open with repairs continuing. And police have arrested two Thai men in their 20s along with 700 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, or ice, with a street value of about 2 billion baht in Ayutthaya. The pair were transporting the illicit drugs hidden among farm produce from the north. The 24 and 26-year-olds were arrested and the drugs seized, hidden in 700 sacks supposed to be containing tea leaves. They were charged with possession of a Category 1 drug with intent to sell.